But the real tsunami in terms of healthcare costs is coming in the not too distant future when we can anticipate spending $1 trillion to care for patients with Alzheimer's disease. If we do nothing to address those costs, they're coming. I don't know of any other way to address those costs other than innovation. And the good news is that we're making strong progress in our science. Today, immunotherapy medicines that are hitting the market are using the body's own immune system to fight back against hard-to-treat cancers. And we're seeing that progress already, with cancer death rates falling 23% just since 1991. When we talk about healthcare costs, though, and Zeke mentioned it, hepatitis C is one that comes to mind. But what people don't often talk about is that before these new innovative treatments hit the market, we were spending $30 billion a year in this country to treat patients with hepatitis C, and those costs were projected to climb to $80 billion in 20 years. But again, innovation happened. New medicines hit the market that took a disease that kills 5 times as many people as HIV/AIDS does in this country and cured it in 8 to 12 weeks of time. And something else happened. In under a year, we had 2 additional hepatitis C medicines that came to market, and the price of those medicines fell by 40 to 60% in terms of what they cost before. From a clinical perspective, we've cured 1 million patients from hepatitis C in 2.5 years. That's more than the previous 20 years combined.